There's a segment coming up around an actual artist who, a political artist in the Bay Area and actually based in Oakland, who's she's focused her work around answering the question, how can we use art, explicitly the visual format of art, to regenerate culture, to tell stories of underrepresented communities, and to kind of begin to self-determine our own realities. So the first part of the interview with Fabiana Rodriguez talks about kind of answering the question. She's part of an organization called Tumis, and Tumis was answering that question of exploring these means to, again, regenerate culture and kind of telling our own stories. And they work with all sorts of underrepresented communities, from the Black community to the queer community to the Latino community. And specifically, they're trying to use art to get these community stories out there into the media, which we all know is kind of dominated by the white culture, dominated by white males, if you may. The second part of the interview goes into the role that the Zapatistas have actually influenced their work and the political practice of the Zapatismo, how that has actually influenced how they organize themselves as a collective and organize themselves and how they envision a new world through the means of art. And the last part, kind of why we put this segment in the radio, is to kind of look at what is the other art. The festival this December has 8 themes, and one of the themes is Otra Arte. And Fabiana begins to answer that question of, okay, in the U.S., in our own local front, the Bay Area, what does the other art look like? And she defines that in a way that I think invites the listeners to kind of begin to imagine how the role of art can kind of create a new reality and how it can create encounter for folks specifically within underrepresented communities such as the Fruitvale, where her office in Tumis is located.
My name is Fabiana Rodriguez, and I'm a co-founder of Tumis Design, based in Oakland, and also of the Taller Tupac Amaru, also based in Oakland. And really, our work is centered around using design, arts, and communications as a way to really promote values around equality, justice. We work with communities who are working with immigrants, for example, women, queer folks, indigenous folks. So our role at Tumis and at the Taller Tupac Amaru is to really look how art and design and even technology can be used as a way to promote the messages and ideals that we're fighting for. So we came together, myself and a group of other Chicanos, including like Jesus Barraza, Jose López, Marco Palma, Esther Miyashiro. We really, actually even since UC Berkeley, we began organizing with when the ethnic studies strikes happened, and that's when students were organizing in 1999 to fight for ethnic studies at the college level. And that's when we really came together and we started understanding that we were very computer literate. We really needed to have, we needed to learn how to use the tools that we had so that we could produce our own media. The reason we did this is because it was around sustainability, and because we needed to have a space, number one, a space where we could collaborate with each other under our own rules. Now, in the context of, you know, Zapatismo has taught us a lot, because for one thing that really inspired us in the mid-90s when the Zapatistas really were kind of beginning to appear in the media and in a lot of, you know, websites, the use of really even manipulating the media so that the media can work in our favor. And one important thing is, you know, whether you're indigenous or whether you're black or whether, you know, you're queer or you're disabled, even the media, we're very invisible in the media, and a lot of the messages that we get are very they disempower us as people. And so we very much studied how it was that the Zapatistas use the element of theater, if you will, you know, because the whole thing around covering your face, because as an indigenous person, you were invisible. And so the way you became visible was by covering your face and by becoming part of a larger body or a larger group of people, and then demanding, you know, your rights. That's something that we learned from. And how do we get the attention of the media? Through direct action or through doing things like theater or visual graphics? And how also do we offer an alternative to what it is that we're living in? And the Zapatistas did that very well. They talked about what it was they were demanding, and that became part of their practice of building new communities. And in the same way we do that here, you know, we run collectively, and we also try to run in a way that's very environmentally conscious. We're all people of color. We constantly are looking at ways of putting women of color at the center, and we look at ways of how do we learn the tools that we need to really have progress in our communities, because the other thing is many things are, you know, brought to us. I mean, especially in the technology world, which is overwhelmingly white, even dominated by white males, why is it important for us to learn all of these techniques and tools so that we can become self-determined? And, you know, self-determination is something Zapatistas are fighting for.
Just like down in Afghanistan and in Iraq, it's a part of their plan of world domination. Control the land, its resources, and set up corporations. So if there wasn't oil in the Middle East, would there be a reason for war, a reason to declare peace? Would the Israelis be able to occupy the Bethlehem Street?
So the other art, you know, the Western concept of art is something that's very much individualistic, something that people work on themselves, that has a really high value associated with it. And I think the other art is the art that we make to offer another picture of where we want to go. And sometimes that doesn't have to be a painting. It usually is something more like a print. It's something that we produce in multiples with very low cost, whether that be silk screening or linoleum block printing, or even doing things online, you know, short videos, doing things with music. Those are the kind of areas we explore. And because we don't have this association with valuing one thing and valuing one piece that might cost, you know, $10,000-$20,000 in a gallery, we remove the kind of profit motive from that, and we make something instead that's going to be have a very practical application. So whether it might be something that's put up all over a community, right? So say we're doing something on water and our right to access water, clean water, or we're doing something around evictions, or we may be doing something around immigration and the unjust laws that exist in the United States. The purpose is to educate and to empower, and not to create something that's going to exist in a very elite institution. And so that's the other side, I think, of that's the other kind of art. We actually are working in a really long continuum. I mean, the TGP, that the Tayeb Vivesco Popular was working in that, Carlos Cortez with the International Workers, Workers of the World, you know, Paris 1968, all the students who use silk screening as a tool for organizing, that's kind of what we're following. And people can get more information about our work by visiting our websites. I'm going to give you three websites. The first one is tumis.com. That's T-U-M-I-S.com. The second one is dignidadrebelde.com, and that's the website of my partners in art, Jesus Barras and Melanie Cervantes, dignidadrebelde.com. The third one is my own website, fabiana.com, and that's spelled F as in Frank, A, D as in Victor, I-A-N-N-A, F-A-V-I-A-N-N-A.com.
Media causing mass hysteria in all areas. They're all carriers of false information. All barriers to true emancipation. It's scarier when you're aware how they're connected to corporations. It's the media causing mass hysteria in all areas. They're all carriers of false information. All barriers to true emancipation. It's scarier when you're aware how they're connected to corporations.
So now we see Viacom don't want us dropping mental bombs. At Time Warner don't want us spreading the news on every corner. AT&T don't want you to know who we be. And Walt Disney, they making the masses dizzy. News North, we know your view on war with the poor. And Clear Channel wants all.